This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Whittler Dibbs, can you lay out for a second?
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Guru, you ever, what's the worst, what's the worst way you've ever ended a relationship? Either you did or it just got ended.
By phone?
I'm just thinking about the video again of the dude,
it's
the
incredible,
CEO,
man.
And the other dude.
And Marcy was right, Steiny. There's no coming back for both of them when you go home.
Probably not.
Or were their actions predicated on, you know what? No, that's why they ducked and dropped. If I get caught, the inevitable is going to happen anyway. There may be a doc. What do you do? And who put the camera on them, Steiny? Damn.
Just a random. A random.
Yep.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland. He's got a Kuminga idea.
Gene.
Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. Hey, so I want to call this week while it was still my birthday week before it ended. So
happy birthday, Gene.
Happy birthday, Gene.
Yeah, back at, man, you look good, baby.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I turned 79 on Wednesday.
Wow, anyway. You look good. Still doing well, buddy.
Still vertical.
Yeah?
Still vertical, yeah. Anyways, here's an idea I've tried out a couple of times already. And the first time I didn't quite get through it. The second time with Willard and Dibbs, the answer or the response was, well, there's nothing new here. Just move along kind of thing. So I like you to kind of hear me out, all right?
Sure.
So here's what we know. Yeah, here's what we know about Kuminga so far, right? We know that there was nobody in the league interested in giving him anywhere close to what he thought, or his agent at least thought, he was worth in free agency, at least thus far. We know that the only offers, at least that we've heard about, would be basically insulting and would be essentially giving the guy away for nothing.
Okay.
All right. We know that he's had a bit of a chip on his shoulder in the past. We know he's been, you might say, immature, but he came in at age 19, so that was understandable. But he's 23 now. And we also should assume, at least at this point, he's had a rude awakening.
All right.
You know, he's had to at least admit that, you know, with 70 plus transactions having come and gone and him not being in any of them, you know, that he's got some work to do.
All right.
He's not what he thought he was, or what his agent thought he was, or whatever.
Okay.
So what I'm suggesting is, or what I've suggested is, maybe the core players, the three future Hall of Famers, you know, Butler, Dre, and Curry, all of whom started off in their careers not targeted for the Hall of Fame, all of them with their own flaws, their own, you know, limitations, all of whom really had to work hard to get to where they are at this point. But all of them had motors. They all started a little older,
all right,
like around 22, which is roughly what he is now, you know. And I'm saying maybe try something like another summit, you know, get them together with JK. You know, of course, he has to agree to this, but and say, listen, JK, you really want to get to a point, as you said, where you are the man, where you are the star, you know? You don't want to come off a bench. You want to start, and you want to start on a winning team. Well, these are the things that you have to develop in order to get there. You got to work on your rebounding, your off-ball defense, that three-pointer, you know, and sure. other things, too. You need to improve these areas, and if you do well enough, then maybe you can get to where you want to be. So I'm thinking that maybe the gravity of the three, you know, wise men, let's say, talking to him like this and giving him, you know, basically a come to Jesus moment, would maybe make a difference. But here's the other part of this.
All right.
Let's say it doesn't. Can I finish? Yeah. So
yeah, sure.
Anyways, maybe you see that Kuminga doesn't have the motor to do it. Now, once again, all these three guys had motors right from the beginning. And does he really want it? Can you see, maybe after such a discussion, does he really have the desire to work hard to get to that point? And if you say yes, you take a chance on him, all right? Maybe you give him 15, 16 mil for 2 years, each of 2 years, and then really work closely with him to develop these skills.
All right, Gene, you know what? We get it.
I get it, but will he buy in right now? Or is that ship sailed?
Of all the things Gene said that, you know, I was with him the whole way. But then the one thing, and I'm not disagreeing with him either. The one thing I kept thinking about was, do we know that Kuminga truly respects Curry, Draymond, and Butler? Now, I know he's got to respect them on some level because they're champions.
Okay, I was just about to say.
But if he doesn't feel like they, as veterans, have done him any favors, then I think we're at right now. That.
Yeah, no doubt. And I feel that. Remember, I said to you all, and I hear you, Gene, but remember I said to you all that maybe Curry, I feel like Curry and Dre haven't gotten to bat form. And the only one positive thing that anybody said about Kuminga here lately was Jimmy Butler. Although Steph was not playing, and it was easy for Jimmy to say it, oh, I can play with him. But yeah, that wasn't with Steph. That was when Steph was out, you said that. But I'm with Gene in my heart. But Stoney, I feel like you're asking Jonathan to buy in. And that piece with Anthony Slater about a month ago while he was in Cleveland working out, if you don't got to be a mind reader to kind of get the gist of, I think he just wants to start fresh, man.
Yeah.
But easier said than done.
I kind of believe.
How do you start fresh here?
Or is it too? You can't. I'm sorry, you cannot. All the same players are here. The same coach is here. Like, you can't wipe away the past.
But you're devoid of another Thundercat like him. What he brings on a good day, this team still is lacking. That's what's crazy about this.
See, I don't like when you say the Warriors are lacking what Kuminga has.
Length of athleticism and power.
That's it. Like,
well,
that's
those are three things. Al Horford's not giving you that, Stoney, and I ain't mad at Al. He's 40. Melton ain't giving you that.
I'm about ready.
You want the baby to be here already.
No, I'm ready. He stinks.
No, he doesn't stink.
Kuminga stinks.
Nobody would say that, Stoney. And that's why the Warriors aren't taking pennies on the dollar. If he stunk, they would have said, hey, you know what? Give us Sarge and Carter and those two second-round picks.
They might. Who knows? But Kuminga, you know, we were talking earlier, Guru and I, about our biggest sports worries in the Bay Area, professional sports worries, and then what we're most optimistic about. And what I'm mostly worried about with the Warriors, and listen, this is what I'm worried about, and I get it's not right now, but yeah, I worry. Listen, I covered the Golden State Warriors for, get the drop ready. I covered the Golden State Warriors for 12 years. They missed the playoffs 12 straight years, okay?
That is nasty. 12. Tiny.
And so, you know, you talk about, I have PTSD from the Curry injury. It's like,
oh, I do.
I don't want the Warriors to have a lengthy dry spell after Curry's gone. But I do believe they've missed opportunities, and now they're in a spot
where it's going to be much harder to do that.
They've missed major opportunities.
So Zach Lowe of The Ringer,
right.
You know, I've been thinking about this, and I was listening to some sound today. So listen to Zach Lowe, formerly of ESPN, knowledgeable guy, now of The Ringer. He was talking about the Warriors and what happens after Steph.
The other depressing thought about the Warriors is currently constructed, depressing, but also like the most likely outcome by far to the end of a dynastic era, is that the two timelines thing has not happened. And the post-step future, despite all the talk about it, all the careful planning for it, several savvy picks, like Pajemski looks like a good pick for where he was drafted. Even like a guy like Jackson Davis looks like a good pick for where he's drafted.
Definitely.
Despite all of that, the post-Steph future looks incredibly bleak. The Kuminga transaction, whatever it is, to me is maybe the single most important franchise-building transaction that's coming in the next 2 to 3 to 4 months in the NBA. And I just don't see a world in which that transaction sets the Warriors up for a happier post-Steph future, because I don't think that's going to be we re-sign Kuminga and he's a breakout star for us. I think it's going to be a sign-and-trade in which the return is slightly underwhelming.
Zach Lowe, The Ringer.
Wow, man. I don't even know what to say to that. And again, you can sit here and we can do it all day long. Who's it on? But the bottom line is Moody, what was he, 14th? And Kuminga have not been what you needed along with James Wiseman. And imagine if you had, again, I'm just doing it because we're having the conversation. If you would have kept Poole and going through what he did, going to Santa Cruz and resurrecting his who he is, and Moody would be further along, and Kuminga would be just a part of the future, then we get excited. But I don't think Helen Keller can see right now the cupboards are bare. And the Warriors they've messed up a few times. If we're going to put Kuminga in he's out of here.
You know what this reminds me of a little bit? The tariffs.
Tell us
the
how.
The tariffs.
Oh, careful here.
Yeah.
Oh, please. Yeah. So this is what I believe about the tariffs.
All right.
I don't think we felt them yet.
I totally agree with
okay.
you.
Okay. And that's why I feel like you're right about the Warriors. And that's why, like, we're not going to feel these. I still don't think we felt the mistakes that they've made.
Right. And because it can still, you got Curry,
right,
where he's at.
But that's going to go away.
Okay, but I guess what I'm saying, Stoney, is why are you in the diamond lane? That's the fast lane. Why are you in the diamond lane of getting there? They might win a chip this year or get to the Western
Conference. Shut up.
On Daryl Appreciation
I'm
Day.
Sorry.
No.
Stop.
You ass.
Said, stop.
No, but Evan, you get the genesis of what I'm saying? I get no Steiny, hello. Everybody agrees.
You know,
but let's enjoy this and next year. That's what this is about. And that's why I'm like, you can't take pennies on a dollar for Kuminga. Do what Gene said. Send me over there. Cuss him out. Make him a starter or six man. You're not good enough to say bye-bye or night-night to JK with what I think we're privy to that's out there. Make it work.
You can't. It's too late, Goo.
It is never
too late. And here's why it's too late. Because you heard Zach Lowe saying, even though they've been addressing the post-Curry era, they've gotten nowhere with it.
Yeah, because they've been messing up.
That's right. And so they've wasted, you can't get the time back. You know, it's like you can't change the fact that you can't say we're doing everything for Steph Curry and then not expect the years after Steph to be great.
Right.
And that's what I'm worried about. Like the idea that this team could miss the playoffs 3 times in a row, or let's say 3 years in a row, people think that's crazy. And I'm telling you, I think that's more likely than not.
You're selling Dub Nation short. We're ready for that.
No, you're not.
If that were to happen,
no, you're not.
We are ready.
You're not ready for it.
We're not ready for it with number 30 still in his jersey. We are fat cats.
You're not ready for it.
This was a dynasty.
That's right.
And hopefully, if you were to figure this Kuminga enigma out, maybe you still got action in a long run if you don't get it done. I'm worried, Steiny, about now, tomorrow, and
people,
if you figure this Kuminga thing out on how it can work, we can maximize it.
It's not going to work. He's not good enough anyway, even if he does come back. The bottom line, too, is, I'm going to say it, and we're having fun. I think you're wrong because fans have short memories. They have short memories. The day that Steph Curry, like, you really believe that that when Steph leaves, the fans are going to be like, well, we're going to be okay with three terrible years in a row.
Well, you can look up and see those four banners.
What's that going to do? You can look up and see the San Francisco 49ers banners.
Just real quick here, Snotty. Did I live a lie during the 12 years that you say you covered the team and they didn't make the offs? We lived that.
Right.
That place, people still supported the Warriors.
That's right.
So you're saying now after the Curry era, which we all don't want to deal with, but it's coming, and you're not going to give Warrior fan credit to step back and say, man, okay, it's some lean years right now, but we had four chips watch one of the best players to ever do it? Nobody's bringing out pitchforks and lighter fluids, Donnie.
You know, it's so easy to say that now, but talk to me when you're 15 and 32 the year after Steph and you've got nothing and fans are not going to go to Chase for a 15 and 35 team and go, oh, but look up at the banners. Like, that's not the way it works. Like, people are not going to go. So is Joe Lacob going to lower prices at Chase?
I can't speak to that. But what I'm saying to you is he's at fault too because of the Wiseman debacle.
Wiseman.
Oh, no, it's just Kuminga. Moody.
It's Draymond Green. It's Poole. It's Kuminga. It's Wiseman. It's every move they've made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, well, they chose to re-up Dre for 400. Yeah. They chose not to suspend Dre.
Why?
So
why?
Those chickens,
answer the question,
I don't
why?
Think they've come home to roost yet.
Answer now, why. Why did they do that?
Because he's got power over the team,
no,
and
because
I don't know why.
Steph wanted him.
All right.
Okay, so what I'm saying is, right. I get it. So now you have Draymond Green, who's becoming a shell of himself. And Jordan
Well, he was Poole's top three defensive player of the year.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
But can we, no, seriously, though, I stop.
But this is what you do, though.
No, the NBA three, did it.
Who?
Curry, he was top three defensive player of the year. If we went to Mars and you said the dude's a shell of himself.
You're talking about individual awards.
But it's,
what have they gotten the Warriors?
But you can't be a shell of yourself and be third on DPOY. I think you're putting a lot. Like, biggest Dre fan, Steiny.
Listen, he D's up for portions of games. But what I'm getting at is. For 3 years, you've been banging your head against the wall, and it's just not, you haven't gotten anywhere in terms of life. Like, you've gotten to the second round, no playoff second round, but nothing that has happened in the last 3 years makes you feel better about post-Curry.
No doubt.
And that's like, how could that be? How could you have, like, not just 1 year, we're going to go all in for Curry. 3 years where they don't have a player right now on the roster that anyone's excited. Okay, well, if the year after Steph Curry retires, they stink, people aren't going to be, well, you know, it's okay. They've won four titles. People are going to say, man, did they screw up?
Okay.
They screwed up because they could have been at a better spot.
No doubt. Here's
what I believe.
But enhance the present, Stani, before we get there. That's what this is about.
You didn't
and I don't
have
think
to get
running
there.
Kuminga off
you didn't
enhances
have to get there.
The present. We're not there yet. You're saying it is coming, but at the bottom line is we got to, with what you're saying.
Let me ask you a question.
You're on chapter 12. Stani, we're on chapter 4.
Have the Warriors done, have they made any moves in the last 3 years that, like,
I'm giving you that already.
Okay, forget it.
I'm giving you this.
What I want. In the last 3 years.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Have the, like, do you believe that what the Warriors have done in the last 3 years has made what will be the post-Steph Curry era much more difficult?
No doubt about it. Jordan Poole on line one.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. And then I'll
and
take,
not making and not and, helping Kuminga get to help this team the way they want to help them. That's part of it too.
And I'm going to tell you right now that I believe, and this is maybe where you and I differ, in 2027 or 2028, if the Warriors aren't good, if they're not very good, miss me with they're going to look at the four banners and be okay with everything.
Because of the missed opportunities?
Yes. And because their fans are spoiled now. And because Joe Lacob has a lot of fans convinced that he, by his sheer will, can get this team back on top. And I think it's going to be really, really hard.
Yeah, I don't see it, Bob.
Steiny's out of his mind. We were filling Oracle in the dark.
And that's all. Like, Stein, I think you're...
Can we talk prices? Can we please talk prices? When we were selling out Oracle, they were not a championship team. They weren't. They were still a very good... they were a great price.
Yeah.
And
49 and Frankie had a season ticket.
Yeah, exactly. So,
Steiny, I hear you, but I'm wondering why you're on that... So tough, then what's going on right now?
You asked me what I was worried about.
All right. But I kind of admit the immediate. It's almost like, I'm going to be real, I'm thinking about, you ever watch a movie where the guy or gal's going to do a prison sentence and they got like 2 years before they got to turn themselves in? They don't just stay in bed and like, oh, I'm going to prison, Steiny. It's there. But they go enjoy the heck of those 2 years up until your ride to the wheels fall off. And I do believe, Steiny, even with the mistakes... This mistakes don't supersede the dynasty. And that's what it is already.
Of course they don't.
So people are going to be like...
People are going to be like what?
They're not going to be like, whoa, it's us.
What are they going to be like? What are Warrior fans going to be
naturally,
like?
Naturally, you got to pay the piper.
Well, and what
and
I'm
when
saying
Curry
is...
When Curry retires and Dre is gone, the bill comes due.
That's the issue. You could start paying it off now, but instead, you hold on to this pipe dream
that
you can win a title and, I just can't believe.
They got to the second round and Curry gets hurt the first game.
Yeah, and you can hold on to it. They won a title in 2022, 3 years ago. I'm just saying what I believe is the way they've handled the last 3 years will make the post-Steph Curry era brutal, or it could make it brutal. And all I'm saying, and that's okay too. We're all okay, because we went all in for Steph. We didn't get the fifth, and now we've got absolutely nothing.
Do you believe I'll be okay? Like, just from what you know of me?
You will not be okay. Absolutely not. You will not be okay.
But all I can say is what? Oh, we missed on Wiseman. That'll never go away.
Okay, you missed on Poole. You missed on Kuminga. Moody's just a role guy.
Well, we didn't miss on Poole. They just didn't. They did the wrong move, I believe.
Okay.
So it hurts.
Right. And that is a move. Signing Draymond, trading Jordan Poole
no doubt.
For Chris Paul was a move.
Not developing
that
Kuminga.
They made for Steph Curry, yeah. And it will make the yeah. post-Steph Curry era far more difficult to navigate. And if you think that fans are going to pay what they're paying now to see a team that's a 30-win team,
but now we're robbing Lake of his business savvy. Not saying it's going to happen, Stoney, right. To make an adjustment to the adjustment.
Well, that's what I'm
if
saying.
If they take a turn yeah. like that to lower the, you know. That's just not on my radar. What you're talking about are scars. I'm not ready to rub or touch on them yet.
If any of those three guys get hurt, it is going to be on your radar. It'll be on your radar. Mm. 888-957-9570. You know what we could do?
Let's do it.
Am I worrying too much about the Warriors?
I believe you
two,
are.
3 years ago.
No, but 2 years been, from now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Call it like you see it.
I mean, come on, Warrior fans. You know you're not going to be okay if you go 3 years in a row without making the postseason. You're not going to be like, well, this is the price of a dynasty. You're going to dwell on how they missed their opportunity.
You can do both, Stein.
I don't know. 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Jimmy Buckets!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.